pleased to be joined now by the head coach of South Hardin Girls Basketball, Nick Eller, as the Tigers had a three-game win streak coming in here tonight and battled a ranked opponent in the Bulldogs through three quarters. Fourth quarter got away from them, but this game was never out of reach for South Hardin. And, Coach, thoughts on a really good effort from your team battling a ranked opponent here tonight on your home floor?
Yeah, I really thought the effort was great by our girls. I thought both teams just played hard, scrappy, good basketball. It wasn't prettiest on offensive end, I think, for both teams, but really proud of our team for just fighting, scrapping. We knew they had a really good team, really good guards. We've played them for many years here, and you know, just knew kind of what to expect. And I thought, like you said, we played really good basketball, probably a little bit better than them at times for the first three quarters. We just missed a lot of bunnies and free throws that kind of kept the score, you know, in that 2-0, you know, 2-even stance, I guess. And then, like I said, the fourth quarter, we just couldn't get a bucket to fall, missed some more free throws, missed some more bunnies. And they just did a good job of just capitalizing, making free throws, and you know, that was the difference in the game, really.
Really good balance scoring from your team again here tonight. 8 points for Allie Sheldahl I had unofficially, and then you had multiple players with at least one or two buckets, 6 for Ada Eller, 6 for Alyssa Kicks, 5 for Grace Eller, and then 4 for Ava Salvo.
Yeah, I thought our, you know, we moved the ball around well, got shots for everybody. Like I said, we didn't shoot the ball the greatest tonight. We've been shooting better the last few games. Some of that was Hampton's defense. I thought they had really good pressure defense and speed you up a little bit. But I'm scared to see how many shots we missed from 2-3 feet down there. That would have been the difference in the game possibly. So good mixed scoring, but we can play a lot better offensively, and that's been our struggle this year. We'll hold our own defensively with most teams, with our athletes, but we just don't keep scoring, you know, for four quarters, and you saw that tonight with the three quarters being good, then the fourth really came off and, you know, could not get a bucket to fall.
Having this lead off a back-to-back for your team, having to adjust in on the fly for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, we got another tough one. These are our two, you know, tougher games of the year with Hampton being ranked, Denver tomorrow being a top eight ranked team in 2A. But they're good, really good matchups and warm-ups for us for the stretch run here in district play.
Final thoughts, Coach, is your Tigers know where you're going for the postseason, but looking to continue to play your best basketball here down the stretch with your regular season finale upcoming?
Yeah, we got two tough games here that I think are good games for us to really push ourselves and get ourselves ready for the stretch run, and then we got to get ready for a good Ackley team that we've seen two times already this year. Not ideal to play someone three times, but here we are. You know, we go up there and kind of know what to expect. I think they know what to expect. It'll be good rivalry game to see who wants to come, you know, keep playing.